This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Know that we are living in a home.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to our program, Islam Quest. And we are discussing about the top 10 ways to increase our wealth. We have mentioned increasing in wealth is only possible and is only meaningful, is only fruitful when we act according to the principles of set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have mentioned 5 ways to increase the wealth. The 6th way to increase our wealth, my dear brothers and sisters, is to do halal business. Doing halal business helps us to increase our wealth. Number one, by doing halal business, you would be following and obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that you are not getting engaged into anything which is based on riba, based on interest, usury, based on anything which is haram, based on any element, product or activity which is haram. When you are in the business which is halal, which is according to the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in your wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 274 to 276, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted you the business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has permitted you business. And business is not riba. Business is not usury. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala profits and benefits in business. And riba will spoil you. It will invite the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will invite, my dear brothers and sisters, riba, usury, it invites you to do war against Allah and His Messenger. Can you imagine that? It's absolutely serious. Can we ever think or be afford to think that we may wage a war against Allah and His Messenger? Are we capable enough to do so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who get involved and engaged in usury, in riba, in interest, let them be prepared to take a war against Allah and His Messenger. So riba, interest, usury is the worst of acts. Never get into it. For you will think that you are gaining, but in reality, that's a credit crunch. That's the economic clash. It's a collapse altogether. That's a credit crunch, my brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give barakah and He will increase you in wealth if you do halal business. If you get involved into halal business, Allah will help you to increase in your wealth. The 7th way to increase in your wealth, my brothers and sisters, is pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us this beautiful dua mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, Rabbana, O our Lord, Atina, give us, fit dunya, in this world, Hasana, good, wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar, and give us good in the hereafter as well, and save us, protect us from the punishment of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this dua so that we may ask. People think that even if they only struggle and struggle and struggle, they will get the wealth. That's a wrong ideology. Conceptually, our mindset should be that we must ask Allah and we strive. This should be our conceptually driven formula to increase our wealth. That we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant. So even if we work alone or work in a group, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, to provide us, to grant us good in this dunya. For this is the beautiful dua mentioned in the Quran itself. The eighth way, my dear brothers and sisters, to increase your wealth, to increase in your wealth, is you must act, my brothers and sisters. You must strive. It shouldn't be that you just make dua and sit in homes. No, it doesn't work like this. Neither the other way around. You just work and don't make dua. Or you just make dua and don't work. Both these things are in the extremes and both of them are wrong. You need to make dua and you strive. And you need to strive and then make dua. That is how you increase in your wealth. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said a very beautiful statement. Trust in Allah, but tie your camel. When you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means you have to make preparation from your own side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the people who does not change themselves. You need to begin and initiate that struggle. You need to strive to gain the fruits, the worldly things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you. You need to strive. And that is what is mentioned in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Surah number 62. That after you finish your prayer, you need to go and seek the sustenance given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to strive, you need to struggle in order to increase your wealth. And that is really very important. You just can't sit back at rest. You need to make an effort. You need to struggle, my dear brothers and sisters. And that's how you increase in your wealth. Another thing that increases your wealth, my brothers and sisters, is acting upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Acting upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you to increase in your wealth. If you are obedient slave of Allah, why will Allah not give you? Allah will give you the wealth and will give you the barakah in your wealth, provided you should be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should be obedient and sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your sincerity demands that you obey, to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how it reflects your sincerity. When you obey Allah, the commands of Allah, it reflects that you are actually sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your obedience is the proof that you are true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So acting upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your wealth. And that's the ninth point. The last point, that's the tenth point, my brothers and sisters. The tenth way to increase your wealth is thank Allah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever He has given you. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for thankfulness will increase in your wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves His slave who is grateful to Him. We, the people, humanity, are ungrateful indeed. We do not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, even if we are not thankful, even if we are not grateful, even if we don't glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would never decrease the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It would never affect and impact on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it affects on us. If we thank Allah, we show that we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We show our gratitude for the favors that He has done on us. Every single day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us, bless us with countless blessings which we could never imagine and which we could never count, which we could never ever count, my brothers and sisters. the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, if we were able to give the chance to count, we will never be able to count them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, that if you were to count the favors of Allah, you will never be able to count them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything. Good health, good family, time, and everything. We need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this is indeed one of the effective ways to increase your wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all these strategies, but unfortunately, we don't discover these treasures which are stored within our homes, mentioned in the Quran. It is the need. It is a dire need. It is a high time that we stand up to take this initiative of learning and studying the Quran, in which we find the treasures which will benefit us in this world and in the hereafter. And these are the 10 ways that we have mentioned, my dear brothers and sisters, to increase your wealth. I would like to end this episode with an ayah, which is a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3. In Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this beautiful dua mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. O Arra, O our Lord, O our Rabb, give us good, grant us good in this dunya, in this world, and in the hereafter, and protect us from the punishment of the hellfire. Protect us from the punishment of the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Open your eyes to the world of today. Believe not the lies that they always say. Look for the truth and swallow your pride. For things that you thought that didn't exist, that you might find. Know that we are living.